وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مادي برادر حفظك الله تعالى. أخي محمد مايك بارك الله فيك. Yes, a huge question, أخي. You need lot of details and explanation, but in general, أخي, but especially if you want to make it a practice, because this among the questions that have two different ways to answer by theory and practical. You understand? And we prefer always to explain to our brother by a practical way, but like I said to you, the position is not that, it's not that suitable now. But anyway, I tell you, my dear brother, we have lots of ahadith to explain this mas'ala. Among this ahadith, Abdullah ibn Amr, sahih, hadith Ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, yaqsa Jibreel bin Abbas. In general, akhi, barakallah fiq, salat al-fajr start after the sunrise, the beginning of the sunrise, when the sun come up behind the mountains or behind the sea or behind the surface of the ground of the land, when it start to come out, that is the fajr will start. Then, when all the sun come out completely, it's that when the you start see a gap between the border of the sun and the ground or the sea. You understand? That situation is when the Salat al-Fajr finish, is when the Duha start, Salat al-Eid start, and the Duha start at that time. And this is the meaning of رمح حتى يكون بينها وبين الأرض قدر رمح. رمح means spare. This is the meaning of the spare. Then after that, Salat al-Dhuhr will start when the sun be in the middle. In the middle means in the middle of the earth, not in the middle according to you, according to her position with the earth. You understand? With the ground. So maybe for you, the sun is not actually in the middle, but for the sun is actually in the middle. You understand? And have big difference in between this meaning and that meaning. And the Asr, barakallahu fiq, is when the shade of every subject be same size of the as the subject, exclude the addition shade. What's the addition shade? The addition shade is when the sun be, the addition shade is, imagine now you are inside your room. You are inside your room and the light actually in the middle of the ceiling, but it's not on top of you direct, so you will see that you have a shade with that light. You understand? The lamp is in the middle of the ceiling, but you are far from it. It's not on top of you. If you are in that position, you will see yourself have a shade, have a bit of shade come out of that light. So actually the sun is in the middle. You understand? Which means the light is in the middle, but because your position is not in the middle, that's why you have that shade. That shade you call the additional shade. That additional shade, it doesn't include inside the measuring the shade of the prayers. You understand? So that thing plus the shade of the subject, when all of them be, means the shade of the subject be same size of the subject without the additional shade, is when the asr time, when the dhuhr time finish and the asr will start. So the asr start by the dhuhr finish, the asr time will start, then will continue until the sun rest, according to the correct opinion without any doubts. The asr time will finish by the sun resting. But you must understand, the asr time prayer have two different times. Half time that you are not allowed to pray, and half a time that you shouldn't delay the prayer to it. When the shade of the subject be twice how the size of the subject is, when it be twice, here we say better you don't delay the prayer to after this time, means from the beginning of time of Salat al-Asr, which is the end of Salat al-Dhuhr, until the subject be, the shade of every subject be twice as how the subject is, here we say it's good for you to pray. Don't delay to after unless you have a reason, otherwise the prayer is makruh. Then this situation, the karaha will continue until the sun rest, but doesn't mean that the salah is haram. You understand? Doesn't mean that the salah is not valid. Salah is valid, no problem. Before the sun rest, even with one takbira, if you did one rak'ah before the time, before the maghrib enter, and one rak'ah is when the time of the maghrib enter, your salah is still valid for salat al-asr. And this kind of situation for Salat al-Asr is unique because Salat al-Asr is very sensitive and important in our religion. The Prophet ﷺ said, حديث بن عمر البخاري قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يصلي العصر فقد حبط عمله. Whoever didn't pray Salat al-Asr, he destroyed his deeds in that day. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم say في حديث في البخاري كذلك قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يصلي العصر فكأنما وتر أهله وماله. He missed the عصر, like he missed his family and his children and his wealth. يعني been caught from them, they took from him, they been took from him, or he been took from them, been took out from them. Because of this, how, that's why Allah didn't say in the Quran حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى. جاء في الحديث قال هي صلاة العصر ابن مسعود صلاة العصر. So صلاة العصر is very sensitive and very important, and it's a prayer that have her own specific description in the religion. That's why the end of it, it's more sensitive, half karaha and half tahreem. So to encourage the people to pray the asr in the correct best time for it. Barakallahu fikum. Then after that, after the sun rest, will enter صلاة المغرب أذان المغرب. And then Marib will continue until the red horizon disappeared. When the red horizon disappeared, that is when the Isha enter. It's about 1 hour more or less. 45 minutes to 1 hour to 1 hour and 10 or 20 minutes. It's a khilaf in between, but let us say it's 1 hour more or less. Then the Isha time prayer will enter. The Isha time will enter and will remain until the mid of night. How you come? How we calculate the mid of night? You see the Maghrib time when it's enter and the Fajr time when it's enter. Then you combine how many hours in between them. Then you divide by two. You will know the midnight, which is the end of Salat al-Isha. Barakallahu fiqh.